Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Reving Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we like to begin by setting the intention of our time together. You see, if we live life without our intentions guiding us, we're like a rudderless boat. So in this moment, as we come together, we're setting aside the time just to be present, to connect with hearts and minds across the airwaves and deepen down into spirit. So as always, we begin with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Your faith, we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you. And the way that our lives go, the better. Say it's only the good that you. Lord, I pray that these words be ours. They will be joyous and beautiful.
You for taking the next 45 minutes or so as we connect and commune with the truth of all that is. And today my theme for our Sunday Soul is entitled Today. It's taken from our song that I will be closing with at the end. It seems that no matter how much I may talk about it, I too am guilty, hands up here, of just staying present in each moment. Just being present to all that's in this one 24 hours for us to deal with. And not even get ahead of ourselves into the next 24 hours, but just in this next immediate minute. I found myself, as I was listening to the opening lyrics of Let It Be, I was about to drift into somewhere else. And I consciously quickly brought myself back. I only need to be in this moment. So in this moment, I am creating for the next moment. But if in this moment, my thoughts are in the past, if in this moment, my thoughts are projected into the future worrying, then I cannot be creating that which I want. So beloved, my theme today is living today. Living and paying attention just for this day. You see, too often we get dragged off into worrying about what's ahead, what's going to happen, how are we going to make it meet, how are we going to let this happen. And I find that if I allow my mind to do that, not only is it robbing me of my peace, it's robbing me of the opportunity to hold the vision for what it is I actually want. So as you know, I have a manufacturing company. And at times, we have more going out than we have coming in. But if I allow my attention to dwell on the fact that there might be less coming in that I need, then I would get pulled down and drawn into, oh my God, how will I make the wages? How will I meet paying out my supplies? How will I? But as I stay current, as I stay in this moment, as I stay in the awareness that the presence, the power, the life force is I, is the I am of me, who knows what to do in every moment, then I need to trust that in this moment, the I am is doing the perfect work. You see, I love the teachings of Jesus. He said, why are you worrying? Take no thought, for your Father knows all that you have need of, even before you have need of it. And so my quote that I sent out yesterday from the most beloved and missed Wayne Dyer, who says, stop acting as if life is a rehearsal. Live this day as if it were your last. The past is over and gone, and the future is not guaranteed. The future is not guaranteed to anyone. And sometimes we live our life as if we have all the time in the world. We don't pay attention to the things that we should do for our health. We don't pay attention to things we should do to be grounded and be centered. We don't pay attention because we are so caught up in the busyness of life and what we think is important. Instead, we need to be focused. We need to be present in each and every moment. My sacred text comes from 1 Kings 19, verse 11 and 12. Go out and stand before me on the mountain, the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of a gentle whisper. I cannot keep emphasizing enough that God is the still small voice that is continuously, unceasingly whispering to us at all times. But we are so tuned out because we're either invested in the past and the woes and the dramas of then, or we're projected into the worries and the catastrophes or the possibilities of catastrophes of the future, that we are not hearing the still small voice which is only ever in the present moment. It's not in the winds, it's not in the storms, it's not in the dramas and the fires and all of that that we encounter. As Elijah stood forth on the mountain, seeing and hearing, experiencing all these things, God was a still small voice that is forever whispering, ever inspiring, ever leading, ever directing us if we are paying attention. And I was inspired to share this sacred text with you because of something I had read. Actually, I looked at it on Facebook. And it was a man relating a story how he and his wife were in a restaurant, and at the table to the side of them was an elderly lady, but very nicely decked out, looked gorgeous. And God whispered to him. And as he was leaving, he went up to her, stooped down, and looked her in the eye, and said, just in case no one has told you today, and in case no one tells you today, I have to tell you, you look absolutely gorgeous. Her eyes welled up with tears, and she said, I know you. And he said, no, ma'am, you don't know me. She said, yes, I know your spirit. You see, my husband died a year ago today. And that's exactly the words and the kind of thing he would have said to me. You see, he had heard God's whisper. And as he puts it, God's tap on his shoulder, to remind him to go and say and do something nice by just sharing a moment of his time with this lady. You see, when we pay attention to the still small voice whispering, or the tap on the shoulder, as he liked to put it, we don't know what it is that we might be doing to make a difference to someone's day. Her children and her grandchildren joined her afterwards, he went on to share. But I would guarantee that that moment that that complete stranger took to share those words with her far outdid anything else that could have occurred. far surpassed. And it is, as we are current, as we are present, as we pay attention in each moment of every day, hearing the still small voice of Spirit leading, guiding, directing us, we don't know the difference we could make not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. My story is entitled A Very Special Bank Account. Imagine you had a bank account that deposited $86,400 every morning. The account carries over no balance from day to day, allows you to keep no cash balance, and every evening cancels whatever part of the amount you had failed to use during the day. What would you do? Draw out every dollar each day? We all have such a bank account. Its name is time. Every morning it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night it writes off as lost whatever time you have failed to use wisely. It carries over no balance from day to day. It allows no overdraft so that you can't borrow against yourself or use more time than you have. Each day the account starts fresh. Each night it destroys an unused time. If you fail to use the day's deposit, it's your loss, and you can't appeal to get it back. There is never any borrowing time. You can't take a load out on your time or against someone else's. The time you have is the time you have, and that is that. Time management is yours to decide how to spend the time. Just as with the money, you decide to how you spend the money. It is never the case of us not having enough time to do things, but the case of whether we want to do them and where they fall in our priorities. You see, what I loved about the author, it states such a clear picture of how each of us have a bank account that we can either withdraw and use those withdrawals wisely, prudently, enjoyably, or we can squander them. No one gets more than another. And I have a dear friend who had a house tag before, knew there were things that he needed to do and get his life back in check, which he did for a little bit, and then let things slide. We had had conversations, and he'd tell me he's going to be looking at new diets and new this and that to try. But I think he thought he had more time than he had, because then recently he had another heart attack. You see, life is not waiting for us to just dilly-dally along and sometimes get to it when we get to it. It will give us a reminder that there are things we have to do and place the relevant importance and priority in it. Our health, our well-being, mental, spiritual, physical, these are priorities we need to address. We don't have all the time in the world. What we have is now, this moment, today. This is the time we have to act. This is the time we have to do. This is the time we have to be, express, and experience. Leo Busclio says, too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn the life around. That demonstrated by the shoulder tap that I shared with you. But more importantly, it's a great reminder that we too need to be kind to ourselves. We too need to recognize that we are important. So my celestial poem today is entitled Live for Today by Michael Sage. There are times when life seems to be a dark shade of gray. Your problems seem overwhelming and your nerves begin to fray. The expedition you're on seems to be in total disarray. Instead of being the hunter, you feel more like the prey. Don't get caught up in slander, nor gossip or hearsay. Don't dwell your mind on bad things that others have to say. Don't think about disaster or believe the world's in decay, else you continue your slide down that hellish slipway. Don't waste time to dwell on the regrets of yesterday or walk around as if you have some broken vertebrae. No one has burdens that God's scales cannot weigh. He'll never give you challenges if it would lead you astray. Believe in the wonders brought forth with each new day. Feel refreshed so as to tackle whatever comes your way. Be joyous and happy as you climb on life's golden highway. Don't fear tomorrow. Plan if you must, but live for today. I shared on Instagram this morning a quote which said, life begins at the end of fear. I do believe that fear holds us sometimes from living in today. Fear of the unknown. And as I've shared previously, truly, our ego is only safe with what it knows. When we step off the ray of the familiar and the known, it's a little crazy, and it wants to keep you safe. But safety is not why we're here. Playing safe, playing small, is not the reason for our being. We are here expressions of the divine in all its gloriousness. And so, my beloved, as Eckhart Tolle says, unease, anxiety, tension, stress, worry, all forms of fear are caused by too much future and not enough present. Guilt, regret, resentment, grievances, sadness, bitterness, and all forms of non-forgiveness are caused by too much past and not enough present. It's only in each moment can we know, can we feel, can we realize the presence of the I Am. Our science of mind reading is entitled Now is the Time. The first quote is from the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, who says, now is the time for self-realization. There is no other time for it but now. Our second quote, from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 489, says, try to sense the infinite life around and within you. This life is your life now, and the life of all that you do, say, or think. Eckhart Tolle, in his book, The Power of Now, says that we are addicted to time, always looking at the past or toward the future. Seldom do we find ourselves constantly in the now. We like playing on this teeter-totter of time. In a way, this is the cause of low-grade depression and anxiety. Depression comes from an attachment to the past, and anxiety stems from being overly concerned about the future. Trust me, I understand that some people suffer from clinical depression and anxiety. I am not downplaying this at all. For the rest of us, though, the best way to avoid that low-grade depression and anxiety is to practice returning to the now, this moment. It is in this moment when life is fully lived. In this moment, God is. Practicing the presence of God is recognizing spirit in this moment. This is why affirmation should always be stated as happening now. This is also the reason why affirmative prayer states that the prayer is done now. Now is the time to stand boldly in who we are as spiritual beings, having a spiritual experience on this plane called Earth. Now is the time to realize that you are the divine expression of God. In this moment, and every moment called now, you are the brilliant illumination of God. Now is your time to shine. You see, my beloved, today, this moment, now, is all that we have. It's all that we're guaranteed. Tomorrow is not. Today is. So let us be conscious. Really be conscious that when we are allowing our dramas to take front and center in our mind, in our consciousness. To bring our attention, to bring our awareness, to bring our consciousness back into the now and listen to the still small voice that is ever whispering. It takes practice. It takes conscientious practice. It takes diligence in being able to do this continuously over and over. Because our ego is so dominating us that we would rather dwell in whichever opposites that we find ourselves in, then bringing our attention back into the present moment and putting our eyes on spirit. So I invite you, if you haven't already, to close your eyes and bring your attention inwardly into your heart center, the cave, the sanctuary. And let your attention just be on your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So be aware that as you're breathing in consciously, you are breathing in the life force, the breath, the energy that renews, restores, and replenishes. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." And as you breathe out, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in healing." This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in today. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I live. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in today. Exhale. This is my breath as I live. To align that vision here in your mind's eye, knowing that as we see and feel whatever it is we are holding intentionally in our mind's eye, unwaveringly, with faith, manifests. For in this moment, as we are intentionally seeing, being, feeling, experiencing, that which we wish, want to do, have, be, or experience, we are co-creating with the divine intelligence that is right where we are. That is expressing as us. So see for yourself now. Take a deep breath in. in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch out your hand towards the sky and say out loud, I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands over your heart, palms down, and say, I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and say, I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and say, I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows and make small circles with your wrists and say, I release and let go, and so it is. Now let us enter into our circle of prayer. We know and declare that there is but one presence, one power, one life force that's animating in, through, and as us, that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. God, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere, in whom we live, move, and have our being. In this awareness, in this consciousness, we speak the word for all those that are in need of healing at this time, knowing that at the center of their being resides the deathless self-existent life that is ever quickening, ever renewing, ever replenishing their physical form. So we speak this word for their health, their wholeness, and their speedy recovery. I speak this word especially for my beloved friend, knowing that God is healing, renewing, restoring his physical form right here, right now. I speak this word for those who have lost or are mourning beloved ones, asking that the angels surround them, comforting them with their peace, with their love, with their light, that in their hearts they may know that love is eternal and it never ends. We simply choose different landscapes. Our teacher said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. And so may love ever quicken, love ever renew, ever love support, love ever comfort. We speak this word for this beautiful planet, this beautiful planet for which we are abusing so awfully. We speak this word that we, our hearts may turn and we may know that we are caretakers, that we have a duty and a responsibility to look after it and all its inhabitants, the wounds of this pain, so that all may enjoy a life that they were created to. We speak this word for all that is experiencing war, conflict, abuse, famine, and all of the many tragedies that are existing in this beautiful world at this time. May our hearts and minds be touched that we do our part to alleviate any suffering wherever we may see it. We speak this word asking that those that govern, those that lead, those that are in a position of power, that they move beyond selfish and self-interest, that they see that we are one kind, we are humankind, that we need to move beyond war, we need to move beyond destructing countries and borders and look beyond all of this and see that we are the one race, the human race. Divine, beloved, infinite creator, source of all that is. As we put these prayers, as we put these supplications into your hands, we know that we are your hands and feet. We know that truly that we are God in expression. May we live, love, and express from this truth, from this awareness. May we be present in each moment to feel and hear your presence, to listen to your still small voice that is ever guiding, illuminating us, and directing us. And may we truly know, as the psalmist said, today is the day that God has made, and we are glad in it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. We take a take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones and we do our morning's affirmation and Buddhist meditation. Okay, I'm not sure what's happening here, but we will try nevertheless. If you repeat after me, morning science of mind affirmation, all of my needs are met now. I am prosperous now. Now am I grateful. It seems the lines are not unmuting. Let me try one more time. Well, I'll repeat the Buddhist meditations and you can repeat it to yourself. I'm not sure what the technical trouble is this morning. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, may I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. And now I ask for their protection, the light of God surrounds me. The love of God enfolds me. The power of God protects me. The presence of God watches over me. Wherever I am, God is, and all is well. And so, my beloved, I apologize for the technical glitch here. I'm not sure quite what happened as to why I can't unmute the phones. I'll share with you one final quote from Joel Osteen, who says, encouragement to others is something everyone can give. Somebody needs what you have to give. It may not be your money. It may be your time. It may be your listening ear. It may be your arms to encourage. It may be your smile to uplift. Who knows? So, my beloved, as I leave you today, as a small reminder that today, pay attention to the still small voice that may be offering you a shoulder tap to share something with someone else. Just to say that I will be off the air now until Sunday the 13th of May. I will be back with you then, but always I carry you in my heart and you will be in my prayers. My benediction for you today. May God's joy be in your heart. And God's love surround you in your living. Each day and night, wherever you roam, may you know God's presence. In growing and learning, in joy and sorrow, in friendship and solitude, in beginnings and endings, may God keep you and bless you all the days of your life. May the blessing of God, the beginning, the end, and the everlasting, be with you and remain with you always. And so it is. So as I promised, my closing song to you, for you today, is by a young artist that I'm falling in love with called Blanca. And the song is entitled Today. Be blessed. Have a wonderful Sunday. And I look forward to joining you once more again on Sunday, the 13th of May. This is Blanca and Today. Blanca, I trust you enjoyed it as much as you did. My beloved, take care. God bless. Mm-hmm.